Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 27 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. We'd like to invite you to take a look below in the description area where we have two links. One is to the calendar, which contains all of the scriptures for this entire 40-day journey. The second is to our daily download, which is a study guide that will help you to unpack the scriptures a little bit further. Then we can discuss. So, with all of the business out of the way, would you like to read the scripture today?
I would love to. This is Romans 8, 33 through 34 from the NIV version?
No, New King James.
Oh, New King James.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Mix it up.
That's my favorite translation.
I know. So we're mixing it up today with your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So it reads, "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us." Mm-hmm. It's kind of a tongue twister, but
it is.
It's good.
Typical Pauline style.
It is packed to the top, to the brims of goodness.
Yeah. And while there's not new concepts here, we talked a lot about Paul's stuff. It's still an important tool to keep in our toolbox. Mm-hmm. And I think as we kind of parse it up into the different sections here, you'll see the importance of why we need to know this. And of course, it's Romans 8. Which in all of the scriptures, I am the most thankful for Romans 8. I check my Bible frequently to make sure it's still there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Make sure someone didn't tear it out.
Yes. I mean, and make sure it didn't disappear.
They're like, we're updating it and we're going to take
it
out.
No updates, please. Just leave it there, please. Because it is so encouraging and it has so many of these amazing tools in it for every situation in life. And one of the things that we've talked about frequently through this journey is the condemnation and the accusations that the enemy is constantly bringing against us. This is the final nail in the coffin for any accusation or condemnation type feeling that he tries to put on through your conscience.
And he tries a lot.
He tries a lot, just over and over, same thing, over and over and over again.
He's a new tactic. No, well, he doesn't, but...
He doesn't need it because it works on us every single time, you
he's
know?
He's like, watch this.
Yeah, yeah, he's a booger. You want to read that first phrase?
Sure. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mic drop. And when you stop and think about that, the really important thing is to remember that no one is greater than God, right?
Yeah, I like what you wrote in, when we were putting this together, what you wrote in the study guide.
What
you're
was
like,
that?
If someone thinks that they're...
Oh, if somebody is greater than God, then maybe you should listen to them, right?
That just sounds so silly.
It does sound silly.
Greater than God.
No one is greater than God. And so... If God is the greatest and no one's word or no one's authority is greater than his, if he has said that you're justified, who can bring a charge against you?
I don't know why we question that.
And this is why.
No, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Is it a pride thing or a...
I think most people just don't really dig into this, into the word enough to know that they know that they know that God has said, no, you are justified, which means what? I see you just, well, he sees me just as if I'd never sinned.
Never sinned.
I'm justified in his sight. So are you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's God. So
stop saying sorry. Stop apologizing for things that he's like, I didn't even remember that you did that. Yeah. Stop it. Now you just brought it up. Oh, maybe. Yeah. No. Yeah. Still not mad, but you don't need to keep bringing it up.
And when the enemy brings it up, you just send him to God.
Yeah.
That's the best thing is say, you know what? If he's accusing you or condemning you or, oh, what kind of Christian are you? You did this and that and this and that. You know, we've all had those thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one, am I?
Well, no. No, of course not.
I hope it not. But the best way to deal with that is just agree with them. Say, you know what? You're right. That was a bonehead move I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was dumb. But you should go talk to God about it because he has justified me.
Mm, so good.
And who's going to argue with him?
Right.
But just in case, just in case that's not enough for you, he goes on to the second part of this verse.
Which is, who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God and making intercession for us.
Right. So, okay. So you've got the God thing down and he's greater than anybody else and he's justified you and that's just not enough for you. Well, here's the second part. The enemy's trying to condemn you over something that you've done. All you have to do is say, well, you need to go take that up with Jesus. You're right. I did do that and it was a bonehead thing I did and it's awful and I feel awful that I did that, but I recommend that you go take it up with Jesus because
he took that.
He died for me for that.
The things I did before, the things I'm doing today, the things I will do tomorrow.
Yeah. Past, present, future sin. All were laid on him at the cross. So, Satan, get your little hiney up there to the right hand of the Father, you know, who's the final authority. And Jesus is sitting at his right hand. And since Jesus still bears the scars from the cross where he took that sin, you take your argument up with him.
And Satan's like, I already fell from there. Go back.
And Satan's going to put his head down and walk away with his tail between his legs because he knows what's going to happen when he gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is the last part? Jesus is there making intercession for us. You know what he's doing? Every time that the accuser, Satan's known as the accuser of the brethren. That's one of his titles in the scripture. He's the accuser of the brethren because he is constantly
tattling,
accusing, laying accusation against, condemning,
shame, blame,
laying all of that stuff against believers. And you know what Jesus is doing? Saying, you're right. Rick did a bonehead thing. You're absolutely right. And I paid for that on the cross. Mic drop.
So God is okay.
So, Father.
Just.
Rick's still justified, right? Yep. Okay, Satan, there's your answer. Next. Oh, Christine did that? Yeah, that's awful. You know what? I died for that too.
Yeah. And Christine and Rick did that thing.
Oh my goodness. As a pair. Holy moly. I don't know. Yeah, I died for that too. So we make light of this, but this is super important because I don't care who you are or where you live, Satan is going to accuse you and try to get you under condemnation.
Mm.
What is why? Why is that important? Because it will keep you down. It will keep you separated from the Father. It'll cause you to not have boldness in your relationship with him. and not be as willing to be in his presence because you have this conscience that's saying, oh, you horrible thing, you.
And you're straying like one of those sheep.
Yeah.
Doing your thing.
You know, even Adam and Eve in the garden, when they knew they had done wrong, what'd they do? They hid from the presence of God.
Yeah.
He was walking through the garden calling them, and they hid.
It's like a little kid.
Absolutely.
It's like Gracie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when we, come.
Our dog.
Dog, Gracie. So when we come home, and if she doesn't come flying to the door, we're like, what did you do?
Yep.
What were you into?
You know for certain that she's done something that she knows is wrong.
It usually involves the trash can and food.
Yes, usually. Either in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the office, one of the trash cans has been rummaged through.
And she hides.
And she hides. Especially when you come home, she's nowhere to be found. And you're like, oh, okay, what did you do?
Look at her. She's looking at us right now. Yes. And all we have to say is, who did that? But then we love her anyway. We still love her.
Yep. So we encourage you, brothers and sisters, to remember always to keep this in your top of your toolbox.
Can I read it again?
Please do.
Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And that again is Romans 8:33 through 34 in the New King James Version.
Mm-hmm. So, I encourage you to keep that.
And meditate on it.
Meditate on that. Don't let the enemy beat you up. Mm. Jesus has already been beat up for you.
Yeah. You want to pray us out, honey?
Yes. Will you join with us as we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You are the final authority, and what you say is. And you have declared us justified. We thank you, Father God, that there is no one greater than you, and no one can bring a charge against us because you have justified us. And through your sacrifice, Lord Jesus, you have paid the price for our condemnation. No one can condemn us. No one can accuse us of anything that you didn't pay for. And so between those things, we have freedom. We thank you so much for that. We have freedom from the accusations and the condemnation of anyone. I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you remind us of those truths each and every day, that we can cleanse our conscience with that word, and that we can bind the lips of that lying enemy who tries to get us into that condemnation and that blame and shame game, and keep his foot on our neck. I pray, Father God, that you help us to stand tall, knowing that we have your righteousness and that we have right standing with you at all times, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not because we deserve it, but because you gave it to us. We thank you for that, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for your amazing sacrifice, one that we could never, never repay. Help us to honor that sacrifice by standing up and telling the enemy that he's been defeated and that there is no condemnation. There is no blame and shame. We love you and we praise you, and we ask these things, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. And all of God's kids said,
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that just makes me want to dance. Good stuff.
Let's leave him with some perfect peace.
Ooh, yes, shall we? Shalom, shalom, shalom. We will see you next time.
Love you.